kill them, then you'd have to stick them. That's to let them bleed. You cut the throat, then you stuck a big long knife, put your knife to the heart. Then you'd turn them and let them bleed good. Then you'd have to put them in a barrel and scald them. Then you had to pull all that hay off. If you scald them just right, you could take your hand and pull the most of the hair, then you'd taken a sharp butcher knife and scraped it while he was hanging up. Press meat, yeah, you take the head and stuff like that, boil it, made press meat out of it. Well, then my wife would have to tell you that. She knows how to make that. She was raised on a farm too. I don't know what all you put in it, but I know my mother used to take the hog head and the feet and boil them and cook them and cook it down and make what you call press meat. Then you see you had your sausage, then you cut it up as different parts, like your ham and your middling and your shoulder and your ribs.
Okay, you said middling. Okay.
That's what you call fat bag.
Okay, that's what I thought, yes. Right.
Okay. See, that's your side of your hog.
Yes.
The stomach, as you call it, so that's where you get it. And see, cutting the lean off around there, where you get your sausage. You take that and grind it up. Then you get your pork chops, all such as that, from the same place.
That's interesting. Did you ever make anything else from the liver? Or make anything from the liver?
Well, most of the time, Mother fried it, or you can make liver pudding.
Okay. Did you ever make anything out of blood?
No. Take it and churn it, then you had where you got your butter.
Mm-hmm.
So you take it and put it in a churn and let it sour.
Okay.
What
did
then,
you call it sour milk?
Well, you just call it sour milk, and you're taking a dasher and a lid and put it in, and then you had to keep churning that till it, your butter come to. Then you'd gather your butter and get it off your milk, and that was your buttermilk. Then if you didn't want it to sour, you kept it, and that was your sweet milk.
Okay. Did you ever let it set to make cheese? Did you have cottage cheese?
No, we never did let it set like that.
Uh-huh.
Now, when I was overseas, we went through a factory where they did all that. Then they showed it to us.